As you are no doubt aware, I am Mrs. Hayden. I am a spiritualist and a clairvoyant. I am a reader of unearthly souls. Ladies and gentlemen present, I urge you to think clearly of your recently departed loved one, of the person you most wish to communicate with from the other side. My constrained, corseted body will become the vessel for them to contact you.
My late wife, I can almost feel her.
You are quite correct, Mr. Horton. She is here and wishes to speak with you presently.
Oh, this is more than I dared to hope for.
Your Sarah is here, right next to me.
Sarah, is it you? I never told you her name.
No, dearest, because I did. You are too thin and withdrawn, my dear Roger. You must eat well. I am well aware the widow from across the road likes you. I am releasing you of obligations towards me. You have my blessing to begin courting her as long as she starts cooking you a decent meal. As you know, our own maid doesn't really cook.
You truly don't mind, darling. You realize she is of a lower class. Thank you, though, Sarah, for your great understanding, and you, of course, Mrs. Hayden.
She has left me. Oh, now, Marie, is it? The spirits are restless, but someone else close to you wants to break through. Is it my dear departed father?
Marie, you escaped me in life, but in death I will haunt you until you can take no more. You will not escape me this time.
Mrs. Hayden, there's some sort of white foam being expelled from your mouth.
It was the ectoplasm of a vengeful spirit. Now, Marie, who was that? Somebody from Ale.
Watson, good to see you, old boy. Here, let me help you with your trunk.